Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show! Feeling overwhelmed with your business? We'll sort it out. That's what we do with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to deal with overwhelm in your business. Sometimes things get overwhelming. We got a lot of things to do in a short amount of time. We feel like, how am I going to get this done? You feel the pressure, and sometimes you just feel like you can't do it. You feel like you just don't want to do it. How do you overcome that? How do you crush that mentality and have a strategy in place so you can move forward regardless of those feelings and start feeling better about your business and about what you have to do? So much to cover with this topic. I can't wait to get into it. So let's get down to business. $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Rerun. Rerun not only automates your reoccurring billing, Rerun handles expiring and declined credit cards and automates your email communication. And for your accounting, Rerun integrates seamlessly with AccountEdge, QuickBooks, and Xero. Visit rerunapp.com/podcast to learn more. That's rerunapp.com/podcast. I want to start this lesson by saying that feeling overwhelmed from time to time in your business is completely normal. It happens to me, it happens to Cole, happens to the best of us. It's okay, it's normal. How you handle that feeling of overwhelm is important though, because often it's the crossroads. Often is when we feel overwhelmed is when people give up or they feel like they can't do it. And once you start believing you can't do something, it basically means you can't and it won't happen. So you need to really have a strategy in place. And this is what I want to talk about today. So it's absolutely normal. You're not a weirdo. It's not strange. You're not weak. We all have this threshold where we start feeling overwhelmed because we got a lot to do. And that's normal because you need to push yourself and stretch yourself in your business. You shouldn't be super relaxed all the time. You need a challenge. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's normal. And it's actually good because that means you're pushing yourself to do better in your business. All right, my next point, I spoke a little bit about this in yesterday's episode, but I want to just reiterate it and make sure that I'm clear because this is important when it comes to overwhelm as well. You need to make a list and prioritize the tasks for the week ahead and for the day at hand. So you know you got a lot to do. Make a list of all the tasks you got to do that week. What are the things you need to get done? Have them down in front of you in a piece of paper or a Word document. I prefer paper or a whiteboard because that way I can cross them out. I'll talk about that later, why that's important. So write them all down, all the tasks that are on your mind that are making you feel overwhelmed. What do you got to do this week? After that, take the most important task. What are you going to do today? And guesstimate how long it takes to do each task. So you make sure that you know you actually have enough time that day to do it. So after you have all the things for the week, take the top most important things you have to do, the most urgent things that can't be delayed any longer, and put them on the top of your list and make sure you start doing those that day. So again, make a list for everything you got to do that week and then take the top most important, most time-sensitive stuff that you have to do and make sure you focus on that for that day. That leads me to the next point. You have to get started ASAP. Once you've done this list and you know what you have to do for that day, get started. Start working. Once you start working, you'll start to feel better because you're making a dent. You're starting to make some progress and you're getting things done and things are going to feel less and less overwhelming and feel lighter on you. But you won't start feeling better if you don't get started. Often we feel overwhelmed and we just feel like, all right, I'll get started a little bit later. Let me just first, you know, do this. Let me first, you know, I'll just grab a cup of coffee first. And we start delaying and delaying, and the overwhelm feeling starts growing. So my advice is, once you have it all prioritized, you know what you have to do for that day, start working. Everybody I know that does this starts feeling better because they start feeling like they're getting ahead. They're starting to feel better about the whole situation. Now, I might be wondering, I have a whole list of things that are priority that I'm going to do today. Which one of those things should I start with? What's my first task? Well, my advice is to work on the things that require the most energy first. So when I start my day, I like to do all my podcast recording first before I get into my emails or before I have to do anything on the website, or even if I have to do any scripting for another episode or for Webinar Ninja or whatever it is. For me, recording requires the most energy, requires the most power because I have to be present. I'm standing, I'm recording, and I want to make sure I'm at my top form when I'm doing this because this is the meat of my content, is the actual podcast episode. And when I record it, I want to make sure that I'm on top shape. So work on the things that require the most energy first. Get those things done, and then maybe if you're feeling a little bit less energetic, it's okay because you have to deal with email or you have to deal with something you have to write on the laptop or you're writing a blog article. It does take thinking, and you know, it takes caloric energy, you know, to use your brain power, but it doesn't take as much physical energy. This is what works for me, and I suggest you try it, and hopefully it could work for you. Now, as you start getting through your tasks, as you're going through your list, start crossing things out on the list as you go. This is very important because if you see a list of things, say for example, you have a list of 12 things you have to do today, and that list doesn't get any shorter, nothing gets crossed out, you still feel overwhelmed. It's weird. We still, even though you know you've done it, but if you see the list is still long, you still feel like there's a lot to do. So as you're working through the list, cross it out, put a line through that thing, and make sure that your mind understands that that's over with. Now we have less things on the list. My other piece of advice is when you're working on your tasks, make sure the list is not visible. It's out of sight. Either flip it over if it's a piece of paper or a notepad, or if you have a whiteboard, make sure the whiteboard is not in sight. So our whiteboard is like next to me, but it's behind me, so it's not in my line of vision. Because when you have it in sight, when you have the paper in front of you, when you're typing or whatever it is, you're constantly reminded of all the things you have to do instead of focusing on the task at hand. I am so big on focus because when you focus on something, you just go at it, you get it done, and you're not thinking about other things. Believe it or not, when you think about other things, when you're doing something else, it drains you out. You're not using dedicated energy on the task at hand. So flip the list over, make sure it's out of sight, revisit the list when you're done with the task, cross out that task you just did, and then flip it over again once you know what you have to do next. Now, what if you didn't get through all your tasks that day? This happens. This happens to me all the time. I usually shoot to make sure that I complete everything, and most of them I do, but sometimes I don't. So my advice is to focus on the positive. What did you get done today? You got a whole list of things done that weren't done earlier today. That's great. You might have a few things left over, one or two or three things, and that's fine. Just move those tasks to the top of tomorrow's list of to-dos. Guys, I got a couple more things I want to talk about when it comes to dealing with overwhelm in your business. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, FreshView2Go. Discover how easy online inventory management can be with FreshView2Go. It's an intuitive and dynamic software solution. With FreshView2Go, you can view and manage your inventory from anywhere in the world whenever you want. That's the beauty of web-based inventory management software. You're always in charge. All you need is an internet connection, your iPad, your laptop, your tablet, your PC, whatever. It's always available to you. Use the information at your fingertips to support decision-making such as inventory purchases to optimize stock levels. You'll always know what inventory quantities are available and at which location, so you can maintain the right inventory levels and reduce tied-up cash in unnecessary stock. So simplify complex procedures in managing, tracking, and organizing your inventory by using FreshView2Go. Just go to tinyurl.com/freshpods to start your no-commitment free trial today. Again, that's tinyurl.com/freshpods. Give FreshView2Go a free try. When you're working through this overwhelming feeling in your business, when you're working through these tasks, often our mood is altered. So you need to be mindful of this. And one of the best things you could do to stop feeling overwhelmed is to smile. Yes, physically smile. And remember that work doesn't equal not smiling. Trust me, if you just start smiling while you're working, you'll feel better. You may feel a little bit weird because you're smiling for no reason, but just smile because, hey, you're doing things you love. You're creating a business that's amazing. You're a go-getter. You're making it happen. Smile. It's okay. You're going to make it. Smiling has an incredible effect on our mood, so just be mindful of that. Are you smiling? And lastly, you have to reward yourself after a long day of getting over overwhelm. You had a long list of things you had to do. You got them done. Maybe you had a couple left over, but you did great work. Treat yourself in some way. Go get yourself an ice cream or something. Go walk in the park. Do something nice. And just pat yourself on the back. You need to take care of you. No one else will. No one really understands 100% what you're going through other than you. So you need to make sure that you reward yourself in some way when you go through a day like that to kind of just diffuse and realize, hey, I did a great job today. All right, guys, I hope I did a good job with today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us an iTunes rating and review. It really helps us get more exposure on iTunes. It also tells other people what you think of the show so they can subscribe and we can reach other business builders just like you. And remember, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, workbooks, ask questions anytime, interviews with experts, and a whole lot more. And we announce the winner every Friday on our Free Ride Friday episodes. It could be you. Just leave us a rating and review. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. One of the things that no one told me when I was learning the ropes about business and building my own businesses and learning the hard way how to be a good entrepreneur, how to be a great entrepreneur, is that this is hard. This is tough stuff. It's not a walk in the park. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. That's why it's so significant. That's why it means so much to be an entrepreneur, to be a business builder, because you're doing something that's exceptional. So even though it's hard, and we know it's hard, and we go through some struggles, we go through ups and downs, but I find comfort in the fact that it is hard. I kind of sometimes feel like I'm glad it's hard. I'm glad I'm having tough times sometimes because it means I'm working for a good cause. It means I'm working towards something that is great. We've all worked towards something that was difficult in our life, even if it was, you know, trying out for your tennis team in high school and you're training beforehand to make sure that you're in shape, or if it's studying for an exam and getting a good grade in a college course or whatever it was. We all know that hard work pays off, and things that we take on that are challenging and difficult and can cause us to feel overwhelmed at times are rewarding. They are great. So find comfort in that when you are going through a struggle, that this is a great path you're on. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, which is Free Ride Friday. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.